Blog Talk Radio.
All right, so we are live on Blog Talk, but we still got about a minute to go before we go live on YouTube. So, but we are live on Blog Talk.
Grab a drink real quick.
Yeah. Man, that shirt, that wingy boxing man, reminds me of like, man, we're not going to get a kebab award this year.
I know.
We're the only two-time winners of the kebab awards.
I know. Our show is awesome. I don't give a fuck what anyone says. I love our show.
I do too. I might have to get a wingy shirt.
I got one. I like the shirt.
I like the shirt when it had the IFL on it. That was pretty cool. He doesn't make them, though. He doesn't make them.
He's back. I guess he's supposed to be back working for IFL.
I heard he quit.
I heard he's going back.
Is he?
Yeah. I think he said something on his Facebook.
All right, here we go.
Broadcasting from Cincinnati,
you're listening to the Ringside Reporter Podcast. All the news in the world of boxing right here.
Well, I'm talking to you the way I want to talk to you.
Now, here's your host, Eric Lorda.
And we are live. Welcome to the Ringside Reporter Podcast. Special. A special. Friday edition, baby. Friday.
We did this.
Been a while. Talking about heavyweights tonight, baby. Heavyweights. The big one. The weigh-in was today. What's up? We had two fighters weigh in overweight. Two fighters came in overweight. What's up with that? But let's talk about the main one. And then let me ask you a question. Do you have the odds for these fights?
I can get them.
Can you pull them up on Five Dimes real quick? Because I heard that Santa Cruz fight is way out of there. I mean, he's like a minus 5,000 favorite or something crazy.
When was the last time he fought someone that he was close to an odds? I mean,
yeah, that's true too. It is Louis Santa
Cruz. He's like a plus 10,000 like against his last 10 opponents.
Ridiculous. Like, yeah, he's like a huge favorite in this fight. Huge favorite. Yeah, one came in 4 pounds over. Yeah, that Seha came in 4 pounds over. Four, not like 122. He came in at 126. Like, did you not know what weight class you were in? I mean, you're in a whole different weight class, son.
When you come in 4 pounds overweight, that's like...
You know what? You knew you were coming in 4 pounds overweight. You
might as well just call in sick.
Just pay the money, get it over with.
All right, so look at Callum Smith. He's a minus 2,625. Jesus, that's gonna be a cracker. Deontay Wilder is a minus 650.
That's not bad. That's a 6 point. What is that? 6.5 point favor, right?
A
6 point favor. Yeah.
Luis Ortiz is a plus 475. The over under in rounds. Guess what the over-under in rounds is right now.
Eight.
No. 6.5.
What?
Are you fucking kidding me?
Ho.
Six
and a half? Son.
And if you like Rodriguez in this fight, he's a plus 540.
Wow, for real? He's that much of an underdog in this fight?
That's huge. That's good value for him.
Yeah, that's great value for him.
And Luis Neri is a minus 780, and that fight is the over-under is 8.5 rounds.
That's a pick'em for me, man. I mean, that's one of those fights I think could go either way.
It's no more than a 60-40 or a 55-45.
That's the fight that I said was my favorite on the card, you know.
Leo Santa Cruz, this is ridiculous.
He's Merkin Seha, son.
He's a 50-1. He's a minus 5,000. He's like a 50-1 favorite.
Who's he fighting again?
Miguel Flores.
Flores, I'm sorry. Seja was the other one. He's going to get murked, too. But he's the one that Figueroa is fighting. Raymond Figueroa, I believe.
Wow, look at Cancio. Cancio is a minus 900 over Alvarado.
Wow. Look, man, I don't know, man. I know Nery can hit. I know Nery can hit. He can bang. But I'm telling you, man, Rodriguez can box. Rodriguez is a solid, solid fighter.
Well, we thought he was going to give,
Inoue. Yeah, but I mean, you're talking about Inoue, though. I mean, Inoue is like mini Tyson in there, man. He's made a believer out of me, man. That Peano fight, like I said, man, the Juan Carlos Peano fight where he knocked him out in 30 seconds, that made a believer out of me because I know Peano is a great, great fighter. I know he's a really solid, solid fighter.
Yeah.
No, by great. But, listen, man, he was a champion. You got to be pretty good, you know?
Yeah.
Beat Rasheed Warren. I mean, solid fighter. Solid fight. Solid fighter, man. So
I would agree.
So, yeah, man, can't take too much of it.
So there's no 50-50 fight this weekend. These are all basically squash mashing. That Rodriguez fight could be competitive.
That Rodriguez fight, yeah, like I'm saying, man, I think that Rodriguez, yeah, I tell you what, the best chance JC is, he's saying the best chance to upset on this card, I think it's going to be Rodriguez.
Yeah.
If you're going, and I wouldn't even consider his win an upset, to be honest with you. You know, he got caught. I mean, listen, man, Inoue is something else. And not to mention, Nery came in overweight. He came in 119.
Yeah.
Now, I couldn't get a read on it. Now, I read it later that he was 119, but when they said it, they said he's over the 119 limit, which means, you know, because, you know, isn't it a one-pound limit they give you or a two-pound? It's a one-pound limit. Either way, when it's not a title match, but it is a title match. It's like the WBA silver, WBC silver or whatever, you know. So it is a title fight, so they can go 12. Some kind of eliminator or something like that. I don't know. But, yeah, man, crazy. But we'll break down all the fights. But let's talk about the big one first, man. Deontay Wilder, as you saw earlier here, 219.5 pounds. And he looks fit. He looks ready. He looks chiseled. Also, too, just by the way, if you guys want to call in, I got the phone lines open. It means nobody's calling in tonight. It seems like every time I open the phone lines on a show like this, nobody comes in. Every time the phone lines are closed, everybody wants to come in. So, but they are open tonight, 323-870-3857. We'll be here for about an hour, I guess. So Deontay Wilder, 219.5, looked great. I mean, he looked in shape. He looks like he always does, though, to be fair. The one thing about Wilder, you can make fun of a lot of things. You can spot a lot of flaws in him. You can point to his boxing ability. You can point to the fact that he gets wild when he gets somebody hurt. You can point to a lot of flaws, a lot of unorthodox flaws in there. The one thing you cannot point to is he will be in shape. He never comes in sloppy. He never comes in out of shape. It seems like, you know, what was it? Yeah, I said he had a cold or a flu last time he fought. Came in a little, like 214, came in a little bit underweight. But he still came in shape, man. He's always in shape.
I was expecting him to be about 222, 223, but
I was too for some reason, but I'm glad. This is his best. These are his best weights. I really believe that. When he's under 220, he's lean. He's lean. He looks good. He's going to be physically strong no matter where he is. But I remember they were talking about bumping him up, like putting on like muscle mass or whatever, like trying to put weight on him. I think it's a bad idea, man. And I, you know, that was a while ago, so I think they kind of scrapped that.
Well, here's the problem. He was being interviewed. He was talking about, like, someone asked him about how you've been eating, how's your diet for this camp, you know, and whatnot. And he said, you know, I have like a baby stomach now. He was, when I was younger, I could eat. Now I can't eat anymore. Like, I take a couple bites and I'm full. And then he also was saying that he saw that movie, The Game Changers. So now he's eating more plant-based food now. He's eating less meat.
What's Game Changers?
But the movie about, like, they're talking about athletes that are vegan.
I heard something about this. I've heard a lot about that too. I mean, yeah, where, you know, athletes are going more vegan and stuff like that.
Yeah. So I mean, I, again, you know, whatever works for you. I'm not going to sit here and bash any diet, really, to be honest with you. I've tried them all, and
whatever works, man. It's whatever works for you.
And I've come to the conclusion that none of them work for me. So I
just,
so I just eat whatever I want.
I'm still going to have sausage in the morning. I don't care. You know what I'm saying?
When I want to lose weight, I just eat less.
That's right.
I don't subtract food groups. I don't deprive myself. I went to the Chinese buffet this week. Yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Well, Chinese today, places are good, man.
Today I had 600 grams of carbs. I was freaking starving today. I just ate. I ate about freaking 6 cups of pasta. I do what I got to do, baby.
How you do it, man.
Got to feed the pipes, baby. Got to feed the pipes.
Got to feed the machine. Got to feed the machine. Feed the pipes.
Feed the pipes. Pipes need fuel. Or they're gonna wither away.
That's right. That's right.
50 years old. The muscle mass is fleeting right now. I have to eat the cheese. The muscle mass is fleeting with every year we add.
Oh my goodness. Speaking of adding years, Louis Ortiz, who's got to be at least 45. I don't care what anybody says. There's no way he's just 40. No way.
I don't think he looks that old. I don't know why. Like, I was looking at him today. I just don't think he looks that old.
What?
I don't. Like, everyone thinks he looks like he's like 50.
Dude, he's at least 50.
He has not a wrinkle on his face.
Have you looked at his face?
I just don't think he looks that old, man.
Oh, man. Come on, man.
I don't think he looks older than me.
He is at least 50.
I don't think he looks older than me.
He looks like he could be your dad, dude.
Oh, thank you, Eric. But I just don't think he looks that old.
Yeah, so, but he's weighing in. He weighed in at 236 and a half, the lightest he's ever come in. And I got to be honest, man, he looks great.
He looks good.
He looks really good. I mean, he looks like he is in shape. He looks like he is ready to fight. And I tell you what, man, he does. He looks really, really good.
He does.
Now, I guess the big question is, will this help him? You know, and I'll be honest. I think the weight loss will help him. I think it'll help his stamina. You know, being 50 is not going to help his stamina. But the weight will definitely help his stamina, no question about it. And I'll be honest with you, man. There's something about his look, his attitude, the way he's carrying himself for this fight that's different than the last time. He looks different. You could tell he feels different. He's excited. He's moving. I mean, he looks different, man. I mean, he's hungry for this. He wants this fight. And so here's my thing. Like, if you were on the fence about buying the fight, I would tune in, you know, because like I said, if you were on the fence with it, if you were just like, hey, I'm not going to buy it, then this isn't for you. But if you were on the fence, like, yeah, I might watch it, might watch it, that is what did it. That's what did it for me, man. When I saw him today, I said, man, I'll tell you what, he looks the part, and he's hungry. You can tell he's hungry. You could tell by the way he's acting. You know, when that girl was interviewing him, he just said, hey, I'm ready for the fight. I'm ready for the fight. You know, I don't want to talk anymore. I'm ready for the fight. He's ready to go. And there's a mutual respect between those two, between Wilder and him. And, you know, listen, I think it'll go over 6.5 rounds tomorrow. I mean, it could end in 30 seconds. But I think it goes over 6.5.
Well,
He can box.
I my original pick was Wilder in 5, but I don't know, man.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, you never really make a pick, though. And you know this yourself from gambling and stuff like that. You never make a pick or a bet until the weigh-in. You don't.
Yeah.
You don't ever place a bet until you see them at the weigh-in.
I got a feeling this could go some rounds.
I got that same feeling, man. I got that same feeling.
Well, you got to think. The last one went 10 rounds. So... 6.5. I'm kind of liking the over. I know I originally said 5 rounds, but I agree with you. The weigh in and just fight week, seeing both guys, and you know, Ortiz got some swag to him right now.
Like, he does.
He's looking good, man.
Yeah, he does. But you know, the thing is, I don't think it goes a distance, and I still think Wilder. I think Wilder murks him. You know what I mean? I think Wilder takes care of him, but I don't think it's that easy. I don't think it was all that easy last time. And I think he's really going to have to fight for this, but I think he gets him late. I don't think he gets him early.
Yeah.
Jeff Ashton says, I was saying this last show, I'm glad you two came around. That's right, that's right.
Yeah, because you know how it is. You know, a lot of times we'll say things about an event, and then the fight week comes, and what happens? We all get excited again.
Get excited. Well, look at us with the McGregor fight. Remember the McGregor-Floyd fight where we were just, you know, I mean, just peeing all over that fight. You know, I mean, we were just like, you know, come on, man. Then all of a sudden the press conference happened. As soon as that press conference happened, we were all in.
You were in?
We were all in. Didn't matter. That was, I want to see it now.
What I was saying, I was saying they freaking duped. I said, they fucking got me with the press conferences. They roped me in.
We stayed up all night. All night. I had my alarm set every 20 minutes so that I didn't miss that Mayweather-Tyson fight.
And then you got me. And then you would get me hyped up for the tension fight.
I know.
I had no interest in that. And then like you kept talking about it. I said, we watch this fucking thing, you know?
Yeah.
And we ended up doing a show on it. We got like
crazy views on that one, man.
Crazy views.
A lot of people were in on that, man.
And I kept saying it was fixed and everyone was flipping out. It's not fixed, it's not fixed.
Like, I thought it was fixed too, man. I think we both thought it was fixed.
Everyone was crying and stuff.
But that's the thing, man. Like I said, I mean, they'll announce this and like, what? I'm not watching this. And then all of a sudden it gets, like I said, man, and once you get to the weigh-in, like I said, I mean, all your predictions and stuff, I mean, which pick, I mean, whatever. But the only time you can really, truly make a pick is at the weigh-in.
Yeah.
After you see the weigh-in, and then you could say, hey, you know, I had my money on this guy. I think I'm just going to stay away from this fight. Because he came in overweight. Because you never want to really bet on a fighter that came in overweight.
It's hard to bet on a guy that comes in overweight. Really.
It could go either way at that point. You know what I mean? It's tough. It really is tough to bet on a guy that's overweight.
It's really hard.
You know, but listen, Wilder hasn't lost. What did Ferdy Pacheco say? Remember Ferdy Pacheco? He said, never bet on a loser when you can bet on a winner. And he said, you know, such and such has never lost. You know? And he's right. He's, you know, listen, why bet on a loser when you can bet on a winner, man? Wilder has never lost. All right? That's it.
He was so blunt. I remember for the Holyfield Buster Douglas fight.
Oh, my God. That was the worst. Do you remember that? Oh, he was killing him.
It was on Showtime pay-per-view. And he goes, look at Buster Douglas. He's jiggling in there.
Every time he moves his body, jellies.
Yeah. He goes, he's carrying a lot of body weight, particularly in his breath.
I remember that like it was yesterday. I remember watching that fight. Everybody in the room was cracking up. They were like, wow, you know.
He was killing all over Buster
Douglas.
He was
killing Buster Douglas, man. Like 30 seconds into it, he's like, Buster's jab is not working. I'm like, the fight's like 30 seconds in, you know. Oh, he was killing Buster Douglas, boy.
Oh, it's hilarious.
But every time he moved his body jellies, it was like, wow. Could you imagine what we would say about, like, Ruiz or somebody like that, man? My God.
Buster Douglas looked worse than Ruiz.
Oh, yeah, he did. He looked terrible. He looked terrible in that fight.
I know it's not a beauty contest, but, oh, my God. He looked like he just rolled off the couch. They were saying, like, when he was trained, he was getting pizzas delivered to the training camp.
Wow. But that's the thing, though. Like, you know, we talked about it a little bit before the show. Talked about people that get the title, and some people get the title and just, you know, and just go straight downhill. Some people get the title, get confidence, and get better. as they fight, you know.
I agree. I agree.
Yeah, I mean,
I was concerned with Ruiz that he would have that Buster Douglas syndrome.
He's got the opposite of Buster Douglas syndrome.
I don't think he has it. I think he's ready for this rematch.
No. Yeah, I think it's crazy. H Money in the chat says that Anthony Joshua is making $85 million. That's the number I heard too. Now I don't know. That sounds a little inflated, but it's in Saudi Arabia, so who knows?
Well, I'll say this: I believe he's getting paid.
Oh yeah, absolutely, he's getting paid.
I believe he's getting paid.
And he says that Deontay Wilder is making $3 million. Yes and no. See, $3 million. So the thing is that the thing is with Deontay Wilder making $3 million, that's what was posted on the commission's sheets. It was Louis Ortiz was only getting $1.5 million also. Those are on the commission sheets. Those aren't right. Though, I mean, those are right. Those are what they get. They get behind-the-scenes money. They get pay-per-views factored. There's a lot, the gate. A lot of things are factored into those. So you can't really, like, take that last, especially on a pay-per-view, you can't really take that as face value. Can't really take his face value.
What was Chris Areola's trainer's name? How was the guy's name?
I don't know.
Kind of the Mexican guy.
What was it?
I'm friends with him on Facebook, and we were talking about like whatever what's reported to the commission. Henry Ramirez, that's his name. Ramirez, Areola's old trainer, and him and I were talking. I posted something about what someone was making, and he goes like this to me. He goes, brother, he goes, what's reported to commission is they never make what's reported to the commission. He goes, they make way more than what they, he goes, they make more than what's reported to the commission. Those numbers are never right, he says. He says they're never right. Because, again, you know, promoters try to help out the fighters. I mean, they try to give them tax breaks and stuff. They try to, you know, give them money in other ways, like so they can write it off.
Oh.
So,
yeah, I mean, and that's the thing. It's never like that cut and dry.
Like Pacquiao, when he was with Top Rank, they were reported that he made like $7 million, but Aaron was saying he, you know, he gets paid $20 million, but only $7 million gets reported, and he gets money and other, you know, writes some checks other ways. So,
H Money is saying, you know, he hates anything PBC or anything. He's saying that Deontay Wilder ducked $120 million from DAZN. No, not really. I mean, he had a $120 million contract. H Money, yes, you can call. He had a $120 million contract for three fights. But if you think about this and you think about it, I mean, now think about it just for a second here. Anthony Joshua, if it is true, and that's what we're reading, that he's getting $85 million, and you're getting $120 million for three fights, but he's getting $85 million for one fight.
Well, not only
see
that,
what I'm saying? I mean,
you know, Anthony Joshua lost. So, you know, they're not going to pay you friggin' $120 million to fight other fighters. You know?
Right. Yeah, I mean, so, I don't know, man. It's, people are asking me if we can call in. Yes, you can call in. 323-870-3857.
I heard Ruiz is getting $13 million, JC.
Yeah, that's a lot of money for Ruiz. That's like life-changing money for anybody, but for Ruiz.
That's more than double what he got in the first fight, so.
Yeah.
That's not a bad payday.
Well, that's what he was saying. I mean, they were talking about giving him, what is it, $6 million or $7 million or something crazy. They weren't, I mean.
Well, I guess they were saying he was going to get Teddy Atlas was saying he was going to get $9 million for the rematch.
Yeah.
So he ended up getting $13, which is $4 million more. I mean,
that's good. Good for him.
He held out, got more money.
You imagine if he beats him the second time around, the second go around, he beats him.
The next fight, he makes $20
million. Yeah.
At least.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, H Money, call in. Let's go to the phones here before we break down the other fights. We're going to go to the phones, and then we'll take some calls, and then we'll start breaking down the fights here. Let's see here. Hey, Beeb, who is who's 530? Who's 530? Do you remember that area code?
Not sure. That's Robbie.
Is that Robbie? 530?
That's Robbie.
I don't know, man. Is that can't be Robert, is
that's
it?
That's Mr. Pay-Per-View.
Mr. Pay-Per-View. Mr. Saturday Night, baby.
I heard he's having a pay-per-view party over at us on Saturday.
Ringside Robert. What's happening, man?
How are you guys? It's been a while. I'm glad you're doing the show.
I know. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. I'm glad you guys are doing the show on Friday since I'm not able to call in on Sundays anymore. But
I know, man.
Yeah. But, Beeb, it's ironic you bring up the pay-per-view. I'm actually not buying this pay-per-view.
That's not what I heard.
Oh, what do you mean you're not buying a pay-per-view?
DirecTV already said that you are. They said you bought it already. DirecTV.
No, believe me, I normally buy pay-per-views, but when Eric went down the list of fights, I'm like, there's no way in hell I'm paying for this. I mean, there's only one fight on the card. There's only one fight on the card worth watching, and unfortunately, it's not the main event. So.
I heard you bought it already.
No. And this will break a long streak for me because the last pay-per-view I did not purchase was Timothy Bradley and Juan Manuel Marquez.
I heard you bought that one too.
No, I did not. So.
I got receipts.
You got receipts.
Yeah,
I got
right.
Witnesses.
Okay.
I got receipts. I got your text. I got your text funds.
All right. Okay.
Well, listen, man. I tell you what, man. You're not the only one. You're not the only one who's not buying it.
He's buying it, Eric. Stop. He's buying it.
No, I'm not.
You believe
Come
me.
On, guys.
What are you
going to
do tomorrow night, Robbie? What are you going to do? What are you going to do tomorrow night, Robbie? Make some popcorn and make s'mores. What are you doing, Robbie? You're gonna buy
it. You guys should know me well enough. When I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. When I say I'm not going to do something,
No way, Robbie. You waffle.
No.
You waffle back and forth, Robbie.
No, I don't.
Mr. Pigeon says I agree with the caller. Not worth buying. Yeah, Robbie. I tell you what, man. You definitely are not the only one not buying this. There's quite a few people not buying this. And the other thing, too, I tell you, you know, they say the gate is not doing well for this fight either. Because they have – apparently that gate has been way overpriced.
No, I'm not.
Robbie.
Anyway, sorry, guys.
If I put a polygraph on you right now, and I asked you if you were buying a pay-per-view, that thing would have sparks shooting out of it because you would fucking buy that pay-per-view. You're buying that pay-per-view. Robbie.
Well, you
I
know what?
Know.
If you, Robbie.
I know you, Robbie.
Beeb, if you want to set up a test, I'll be glad to take it.
Sin City Madman says, $80 to watch Wilder KO someone. I watch him KO for last year for free. I'm no fool.
Yep.
Robert, I think you're in the same company here.
Yep. Now look, I can justify all the other pay-per-views this year, but this one, it doesn't cut the mustard.
Put Mrs. Herrick on the phone. I gotta ask her if you're not buying this.
What's the matter with you, Mrs. Herrick?
Who pays the bills over there, Mrs. Herrick?
I do.
Robbie's the man of the house, buddy.
All right.
Yeah. So.
But you paid
DirecTV
and you paid the cell phone.
If anybody's going to bet on any fight tomorrow night, I would lay my money on Emmanuel Rodriguez. That's a good deal.
I told you.
That's a good deal.
I told you he's a live dog. And I tell you what, I'm surprised. Listen, I'm not surprised he's the underdog in this fight because of what happened in his last fight. But I'm going to tell you right now, man, he's a live dog. That's a solid 50-50 fight, man.
Imagine if he pulls up the upset.
Listen, I could see it happening. I mean, I really could. That fight goes either way. I can see Nery putting him away. But Nery, you know what, man? I'll tell you what's so dangerous about Nery is that he comes in overweight all the time. You know what I mean? He's having a hard time at that weight. And what's he going to do when this fight gets stretched out?
I think he's going to have to move up to 122 because Luis Neri is a good fighter, but he's having difficulty at 118, and that's one reason why I would take Emmanuel Rodriguez, because Rodriguez has fought at that weight, has never had any trouble making that weight, and I'm gonna go with somebody who is equal in talent. I'm going to go with the guy that has no difficulty in making weight. Neri is a good fighter, but it's time for him to move up because I think he could cause fighters trouble at 122. His 118 days are over with, and tomorrow should prove that.
Yeah. I hear you, man. I hear you. So what are your thoughts on the Wilder-Ortiz fight?
I think Wilder is going to put him away, and I think it's going to be early. I think it's going to be before five rounds. I think 219 is wonderful, but I don't. My question about Ortiz is, how did you get to 236? What did you do to yourself?
Wow.
Please, Robbie.
Wow. So you think he's on that snack? He's on that snack system?
Well, and that guy's got a questionable history. Look at how many times he's been investigated.
Bobby, this isn't CSI.
He's got a family, Robert.
Robert, this isn't CSI. You're not a detective.
No.
Or Pavada, Robbie.
Well, he's supposed to be on that snack. I guess that Victor Conte stuff.
That's what I'm talking
snack.
About, Victor.
You know,
Victor
them steroids,
Conte.
Victor Conte.
Yeah, exactly.
We sent Luis Ortiz Mega Fit meals for this camp. We got him the top of the line supplements.
Ain't lying.
He's on. We gave him the best fat burners money could buy. We got him pre workouts. We got him everything.
EPO, whatever he needed, he got. You know what I'm saying?
Beav and Eric, I would buy that if you guys actually were picking him to win the fight, and neither one of you are. So. I don't buy it.
Well, that's just what we say on this show. I mean, behind the scenes, we're definitely picking him. We're riding with our guy.
Yeah, right.
So you think, let me ask you a question. So you think, I mean, because Ortiz, I don't know if you saw the weigh-in or not, but
no,
Ortiz looks like he's in really, really solid shape.
That's what I've heard, but I've got a question at his age. How did he get there? Because Luis Ortiz 50? Has always been in – Luis Ortiz has always been in the 240s and 250s when he's fought. So how did he get himself to 236?
My dad was watching that. I don't usually watch like the training stuff and everything like that. Dad was watching that stuff, watching Luis Ortiz train and stuff. He said that he was doing like rounds in the pool. He was doing like 12 or 15 rounds in the pool, like swimming for 3 minutes and then taking a minute off and then swimming for another 3 minutes and stuff. You know, and his training regimen looked pretty tough. I mean, it didn't look like it was a cupcake, you know, like he was just going through the motions, man. He looked like he was training, and he looks hungry to me. I mean, he looks hungry like he wants it, you know.
I mean, he wasn't training for this fight at Planet Fitness, I'll tell you that.
Right. Planet Fitness. But you still think it goes only five, huh?
Yeah, no, I think Wilder will put him away early because I think he wants to make up for his performance that he had in March of 2018 because I think he feels like that was a bad performance and I think he wants to make up for it. And let's face it, normally when he's rematched somebody, look at the results. He went the distance with Vermain Stiverne. Look at what happened when he got him in the ring again.
Look at the shape Vermain Stiverne came in, though.
Oh, yeah, that was utterly disgusting.
I mean, Stiverne didn't want to be there. You could tell Stiverne didn't want to be there.
Yeah.
It didn't look like he ran a mile for that fight, and it showed.
Yeah.
He didn't want to be there, man.
Now, he was at Planet Fitness.
King, Burger King.
They give out bagels on Tuesdays, and they have like the pizza night on Mondays.
What is that? They do this all over. I thought it was – so at Planet Fitness, for those of you not familiar with Planet Fitness, it's a gym, one of those – what did you call them? What do you call them, B? But like their gyms, like a franchise gym or something like that?
Yeah, they're a franchise.
They got them everywhere. Listen, whatever. They got them everywhere, all right? So you go to the gym, and like Tuesday is like pizza night. They got pizza they give you at the gym. I'm like, what?
They got
it is the most backwards thing I've ever seen in my life.
And they got a bucket of Tootsie Rolls at the counter.
Yeah, they got candy up the counter. So as you're leaving, you just take some candy and bolt, you know? Like, what are you doing?
And if you go there Tuesday morning, they got a big table of bagels.
Before I get out of here, I want to talk about the Santa Cruz fight also.
Is this pizza? Is this Pizza B from the Madden guy? Antonio would know. My son Antonio would know. Pizza Play TV. My son loves a guy. There's a guy, I guess, who does YouTubes. He does like Madden. He does like the Madden and stuff like that.
Oh, he plays the game?
Yeah, he plays the game, and Antonio's all over it. Anyway, I just saw pizza and it reminded me of him. Anywho, go ahead, Robert.
I want to talk about the Leo Santa Cruz fight. I don't know what kind of pictures Leo's got on Al Haymon, but Al keeps landing him one soft touch after another. When are we going to see Leo Santa Cruz actually step up his level of competition? I mean, since he fought Abner Morris twice and Carl Frampton twice, he's had one cupcake after another, and tomorrow night's going to be the same kind of thing. Miguel Flores doesn't have a chance. Can we take Leo Santa Cruz seriously if he doesn't fight anybody? I mean, how can he be on a pay-per-view if he's not going to fight somebody? That's very disappointing because I like Leo. Leo's a good fighter, but you've got to put him in there against somebody that's going to cause him some issues. And so far, I'm very disappointed with the fact that Al Haymon and PBC have not done so.
Yeah, that's a big criticism of Leo Santa Cruz that he doesn't fight anybody. H Money is also on the line. We're coming to you next, buddy. That's a big criticism of Leo Santa Cruz that he doesn't fight anybody. Hopefully, this leads to the Gary Russell fight. You know what I'm saying? This will lead, after he beats Miguel Flores, maybe this will lead to a Gary Russell fight. Gary Russell, of course, only fights once a year, but it is what it is.
Crazy, isn't it?
It's nuts, man. It's nuts. I'd like to see Leo Santa Cruz in there against a live body, too.
In a way, I'm disappointed that Tank Davis has moved up to 135 because I would love to have seen Tank Davis and Leo, you know.
Please, Robbie. Yeah, I think that would be a good fight, too. I think that would be a really good fight, but yeah, man, I really do think that the Leo Santa Cruz Gary Russell fight's going to happen, and that's going to be a good fight. That's going to be. Did you hear Fox is going to have 4 or 5 pay per views a year now?
They came out with an article stating starting in 2020 it'll be 5 pay per views a year from now on until this contract is over with, and up until
you must be excited about that, Robbie.
Well, no, up until this pay-per-view, I really couldn't criticize Fox for what they were doing. But this one, it kind of looks like they threw darts on the wall and said, okay, these are the 4 fights we're going to have. And, you know, look, Wilder taking a rematch with Ortiz, okay, I get it. The Rodriguez-Neri fight, I get it. But the other 2 fights, they don't belong on this card. I mean, the other 2 fights on this card belong on Fox Sports 1 or something like that. You know,
Robbie, just admit it, Robbie. This card is a blockbuster.
it's a buzz, you know.
A blockbuster.
Just admit it, Robbie. This is a blockbuster card, man.
When I heard Louis
Neri
versus Manny Rodriguez, I was like, okay, we got something here. But then I saw the other 2 fights, Santa Cruz and Flores and Figueroa and Ceja. And incidentally, Ceja came in 4 pounds heavy.
Yeah, I know.
He
can't even make his own weight class.
I want you to call back in.
Wow.
Robbie,
I want
you to call back in on Sunday and let us know how you enjoyed this pay-per-view.
I won't be calling in on Sunday because I do my own podcast when you guys are on the air.
Robbie's a big star now, man. Robbie's got his own stuff going on.
What is your podcast about, Robbie?
We cover all sports. We cover football, baseball, basketball, you know. All the other
boxing,
major sports.
Right? Not boxing.
We
boxing,
cover
right?
Now. I'll be talking about I'll be talking about the fight because it's the heavyweight championship. So people will want to know the results, and I'll give them the results.
See,
but
see,
you know,
so in order to talk about the fight, you're probably gonna have to buy it, right?
No, I will not. I'll find out.
What's your? We gotta. Somebody wants to know what's the podcast called, Robert, and where can we find it?
It is called Sports Lounge Live, and you can find it through Worldwide Legend. It's on. I have a friend of mine that runs a internet radio station. It's called Legend Oldies. And if you have a device, you just tell it to play Legend Oldies Radio from TuneIn. And we're on from we're on at 8 o'clock on Sunday nights, and we talk about sports. And we're on from 8 to 9. And you can call in and ask questions or talk about whatever you want as far as the world of sports. And I also do a radio podcast on that same network on Thursdays from 6:30 Eastern until 8. It's called All Things Radio, and I'm involved in that one as well. So I do two podcasts with them. They've had a very successful run. They play music from the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and in between music shifts, they do several different podcasts, and I'm involved in two of those.
They do a little Frank Sinatra. I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow.
If you email in or call in, I'm sure they would play it for you, B.
Awesome. Before I let you go, real quick, will the Bengals win a game this year, Robert?
No, they will not. They are.
Really?
They played my,
you don't think so?
They played my Oakland Raiders on Sunday, Eric, and they looked awful. Absolutely awful.
Yeah, they did.
Wow.
They almost beat them, I'm just saying.
I feel bad for people in Cincinnati because the Bengals should be better than what they are, you know.
Yeah, they should be. I think you don't think they'll beat Miami?
Well, they might beat Miami because Miami's terrible, but the problem is Miami's actually won two games in a row.
Yeah.
Don't be a hater, Robbie.
Yeah, why are you hating on him, man? What's wrong with you?
Stop hating.
I feel bad for people of Ohio. They got the Bengals and they have the Browns that don't know how to.
Son, this is Titletown. Nobody feels bad for us, baby. Titletown, son.
Al Heyman's from Ohio.
Don King is from Ohio.
Yeah.
Best place ever.
Well,
best
Al Heyman
ever.
Needs to get
right,
to Santa Cruz better fight. So anyway, I'll let you get to other callers.
It. All right, man.
Enjoy the pay-per-view, Robbie.
No, I won't.
Good hearing from you, man. Don't be a stranger, Robert. Call back.
He's fine.
Yeah, Robert leaves us, and now he's doing two podcasts. He's shot to the moon. He's a big star now. Notice how he doesn't call us on Sundays anymore. He's a big star now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's big-timing us, Beeb. He's big-timing us.
It's all right.
He's... 901 H-Money.
H!
I feel like I gotta have my hand on the mute button.
Woo! H!
Hey, 901, you're live.
What's going on? It's your boy H Money, Mr. DAZN. We live and we lit. Beam. I told you for the first time I called this show, the zone was the best. And we see it right now. Anthony Joshua, $85 million. Andy Ruiz, a PBC fighter, making a career high on the zone, $13 million a fight with Anthony Joshua, while Deontay Wilder is only making $3 million on pay-per-view. You tell me the benefits of pay-per-view when the money's not adding up and the pay-per-view buys aren't what Mayweather was doing. Where's the $1 million? Where's the million pay-per-view buys on PBC in 2019? We have four pay-per-views. We had Keith Thurman versus Manny Pacquiao. Failed to make $1 million. It was a bad pay-per-view. Mikey Garcia, Earl Spence, horrible numbers. Earl Spence versus Sean Porter, 300,000 pay-per-view buys. Bob Arum and Eddie Hearn exposed the numbers. Only 150,000 pay-per-view buys
on these pay-per-views. While I'm watching DAZN, I'm watching the rematch of Andy Ruiz and Anthony Joshua on my DAZN deal that I still got for the whole year, bro. I'm talking about Callum Smith tomorrow in the morning, B. Make sure you be there live in Liverpool on DAZN, man. These are the best fights. Middleweight champion, Callum Smith, Ring Magazine world title. The guy got all the belts. He's unified, bro. And you know what?
According to, let me cut in here real quick. Scant Rant says that according to Dan Raphael, thank you so much, Scant Rant. According to Dan Raphael, Wilder's making $20
million. He's in the LGBT, bro.
He's in the LGBT, what? Dan Raphael?
He's in the LGBT.
Dan Raphael,
you know, the
LGBT
barbershop conversations, the fanboys, the black racist guys, the black supremacists. That's what he is. Yeah, that.
Damn, Raphael.
He's a part of that stuff. You know, make sure you guys block the LGBT. These guys are snitches. They're snitches too, like Nestor Gibbs. You know what I mean? These are the LGBT.
Hey,
banned from fight.
Come on. Now we gotta catch it, man. We gotta catch it. All right, listen. You don't mention his. You don't mention anybody's name here. Nobody's names.
No name dropping.
Yeah, no name dropping. And plus, you know, listen, man.
Snitches get stitches.
You don't come in here and slander somebody else, man. That's not cool. Are you there? Or did you hang up?
Is he online still?
No, he hung up.
He hung up.
Yeah. Comes on right here. What do you mention anybody's names for, man? And then you call them, like, you trash them or whatever, like... I mean, listen, if you want to give a shout out to a show, whatever, I mean, I don't, you know me, I don't care, but you're not going to come on here and trash people, man. That's not cool.
Can't do that.
So he says, get him back on. Can't do it, man. Yeah, he started good. you can't do that, man. Can't do it. We won't let it happen, man. We let a lot. We're pretty liberal here. We let a lot of things slide.
Yeah,
we let a lot of things slide, no?
We don't want to turn this into the Jerry Springer show either. That's the thing.
Right, you know? Man. I don't want you coming on here.
We have standards. We have standards.
We're here trashing Nestor Gibbs. Nestor Gibbs is a nice guy. I like Nestor. He's a good guy.
We have nothing against him,
man. He's always been very nice to me. I've talked to him a couple times. Always been nice to me. So
can't knock another man's off him.
Oh. He says Dan Raphael is with the Lions Den Boxing Club. Is that the Lions Den Boxing Club? Is that what they call it? LDBC? The Lions Den? Who cares?
Beeb has love for everybody, man.
That's right. That's about Beeb. Love on the show. Beeb, tell him.
The older Beeb gets, all the hate just disintegrated from his body, man.
Leaks out his body.
I'm full light side of the force right now.
That's it. That's it. No more dark side for the Beeb.
No.
No more dark side. I've turned Beeb into a pacifist. That's right.
That's
Buddhist son. Pure and mellow.
I couldn't be in the military anymore, this version of myself.
Oh. We'd kick you out. We wouldn't have you.
I'd get it dishonorable.
That's right. No way. No way. All right. So, let's go over this card here. Let's start from the bottom. Louis Nery versus Manny Rodriguez. Beeb, who you got?
I'm going to take Nery, man. Sorry. I think Nery's going to stop me.
How dare you? How dare you? Listen, I'm rolling with Manny Rodriguez. And listen, I usually ride with the Mexican, but I'm rolling with Puerto Rican on this one. Hey, they spoke, you know, it is what it is. I think Manny Rodriguez outboxes him, and I think he puts on a clinic in there. I really do. And, you know, listen, I don't care if Nery comes in a pound over. It doesn't matter to me. Because the fact is he knew what the weight limit was, and he didn't make it. Rodriguez made it really easy.
Whether he makes weight or not, he loses his title on the scales. Whatever the hell happens, still gonna win.
Maybe not. I don't know. I got Rodriguez in this. And
like
this is one of those fights. This is one of those fights that really could go either way. You know what this reminds me a lot of? You remember that? Remember when Gerald McClellan fought Julian Jackson the second time? And everybody says, man, that fight, this is a 50-50 fight, and it was a blowout. You know what I mean? That's what this fight could be. I mean, this could be a blowout. This could be a – I don't know. I honestly, I don't know who's going to win it. And that's what makes this, to me, the best fight on the card as far as on paper. When I look at the card and I'm like, you know, I got to look for it and everything like that. I'm looking for the best fights. This is by far, to me, far and away the best fight on there. Young Merv, the cut man, thank you so much. He said, thank you, Beeb and Eric, an honorable move. Hey, absolutely, man. Absolutely. Yeah. All the time. JC's hardcore. He's riding or dying with the Mexican man. Come on, Eric. He said, Nery from the streets of Tijuana. I agree, man. Listen, it's not that I dislike Nery.
Listen.
He's one of us. But in the grand scheme of things, man, I tell you what, man, I think that I just like Rodriguez, man. There's something about Rodriguez I like, man.
Every time Nery steps in that ring, he has visions of someone trying to take food off his table. And he goes,
you know what? That ain't, you know.
He goes in there like he's got something to prove, man.
Wasn't he busted? Wasn't he busted for drugs at one point, or like steroid use or something like that? Or
he's a straight up gangster. You can't.
It doesn't matter. We're busted.
You can't fuck with Nery.
Now, you know what I'd like to see? If the winner of this fight, I mean, if it's Nery, because we already saw the Rodriguez fight, I think he's got Rodriguez's number. If Nery wins this fight, Jesus, can you imagine? The fight will never happen. You know why? You know why? Because Inoue is on the other side of the street now. He's with Aram.
Yeah.
With Aram, so the fight ain't going to happen. But I can dream. Deeb, I can dream. I got a dream, too. I got dreams, too. We all got dreams, man.
I'll be dreaming
of you
dreaming.
Tonight. That's it. Which one are you singing? I'm singing Selena. What are you singing?
I think I'm singing Selena. Someday, baby.
No, that's a different dreaming, son.
Which one is that? Who sings that one?
I don't know. I was singing the Selena version of Dreaming. No, that's a totally different song,
dreaming.
Son. You're completely off kilter now.
One day we will be together.
Brandon Figueroa versus Julio Ceja. Julio Ceja came in 4 pounds overweight. That means if you put money on Julio Ceja, you're an absolute moron, son. Not to mention, what is he, like a minus 5,000 underdog or something like that? He's got to be something ridiculous.
He's a minus house mortgage.
He's minus the house mortgage, that's right. Brandon Figueroa is a pretty safe bet now. When that dude couldn't even come in and on weight, he wasn't a replacement either, was he? Ceja wasn't even a replacement.
If Brandon Figueroa was asked to tie one hand behind his back and stand on one foot, I'd still pick him.
All right, let me ask you this. and JC said it, 4 pounds and he didn't care. Do you think he came in heavy on purpose? 4 pounds. Listen, man.
Oh, absolutely.
You think he came in heavy on purpose and said, screw it, I'm going to come in heavy. He's going to have to fight me anyway. I'm going to get this advantage in.
Dude, if they made the weight limit 140 pounds, he would still come in at 145.
But he can't win the title. I mean, obviously, he can't win the title. But let me ask you, okay? So he can't, right, because if he beats Brandon Figueroa, that launches that guy. That's a big win for him. That's a big win.
Yeah.
It ain't going to happen. Figueroa's marking him.
Yeah.
Leo Santa Cruz versus Miguel Flores. This is another. My dad likes this fight. He likes Miguel Flores. He thinks that it's going to be a good fight. He thinks it's going to be a good fight.
Wild.
Yeah, I don't think that.
I see what your dad's saying though, because of the styles.
Yeah, Santa Cruz is just too busy though. He's too busy for me, man. He's gonna be in his chest all night. Santa Cruz is a pressure fighter, and I think what is the odds on this one? This is
Santa Cruz is a minus 5,000.
Yeah, like I said, it's just
you got to put 5,000 on Santa Cruz
to win 100.
To make 100.
to win 100, not even 1,000, 100.
They shouldn't even have a 100. Line for this fight. They shouldn't even put it on the board.
What was that, 50 to 1? Is that about 50 to 1, right?
Yeah.
He ain't winning this fight, son. No, I don't think so either. All right, and then the big one, Deontay Wilder versus Louis Ortiz. This just got interesting, man. I tell you what, and we talk about this all the time. We talk about it all the time where, you know, listen, I mean, we'll talk about, like, earlier in the week, we'll make our picks. A couple weeks out, we already kind of have an idea of who we think's going to win. But again, man, again, I always say this, and I know you know it too. We never really know who we're picking until that weigh-in. Because at that weigh-in, sometimes nothing changes. But sometimes you look at the weigh-in and you're like, whoa, something's off kilter here. Something's wrong. This was one of those weigh-ins where you looked at it, you're like, whoa, wait a minute here. I don't think that, you know, like I said, man, when I saw Louis Ortiz, he's in the best condition, you know. And listen, they've been doing, I believe they've been doing VADA, haven't they? Haven't they been doing some kind of, I imagine there's something going on.
I believe so. I believe so.
Maybe there's something. Guy, listen, I think they're getting tested. That's all I know.
Yeah.
All right. I'm assuming they're getting tested. It's WBC, so.
I believe so.
Nobody's came in dirty or hot or anything like that. All those guys, let me tell you what, all those guys on that snack system, on the snack, that Victor Conte stuff,
they're all body tested.
They all come in shape. They all come in shape, man.
Yep.
And I think he's got like a training facility. I think he's got trainers out there and everything like that that they can work with and all that other stuff. But he's got stacks over there, especially for boxers or combat sports fighters. He's got stacks over there that, you know, hey, you take this, this, and this, and he tells you when to take them and stuff like that. Listen, man, they got to be pretty potent. I mean, Victor Conte is a cheater, all right? He is a full-blown, proven cheater.
Wow.
That's right. I don't hold back, son. I'm going in. Full-blown cheater.
You don't believe in second chances?
I do not.
Wow.
That's right. He is a full-blown cheater. Now, is he still cheating? I don't know. But can he bend the rules? Probably. Can he bend it? I mean, is it right on the line? Yeah, probably. Probably. So that stuff works, man. You see the bodybuilders out there. Who is that, Jay Cutler? Jay Cutler, Mr. All Natural? Mr. All Natural Jay Cutler? You know what I'm saying? You think he's just eating MegaFit meals? That was the best one, too. Like, I saw it was really cool watching Ronnie Coleman. I think he's only, like, I think he's, like, my height. I think he's, like, 5'7".
No, he's 5'11".
Is he 5'11"?
Jay Cutler's, like, 5'9".
I'm really short, man. I'm, like, Chapo or something like that. But anyway, like, Jay Cutler and Ron Coleman and stuff, and watching him and watching, like, what he eats. You know what I mean? Like watching what he eats, all the chicken and all the stuff he eats. And he's just supposed to get big because he lifts massive.
You know,
son, he's on roids.
You know what baffles me about these bodybuilders? They always like talk about how important the diet is and how nutritious, how great they eat, how clean they eat. But yet they pump all the other shit in their body.
Right? Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
It's like, don't you know what that, like, I would love to see the blood work of some of these guys. I'd love to see the blood pressure, the cholesterol.
It's got to be a mess, right? It's got to be, right?
The blood glucose. I'd love to see this shit.
Because you can't get, like, that big